Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I think I'm still trying to double check.
Okay.
Just said somebody might give them. Daddy spent, Mormon has been, and then somebody so far in the promise and said, okay, Mormon has been back, I'll give you.
Yeah, now we can do it. Two functions.
Yeah, we just don't, we just don't.
And then how you must have been.
Yes, no, that is, he just told me, no, Kanala, we have a hit here. Archery and Bibia, Habibia, Archery, you see.
Yeah, we'll be hosting San Jose to come.
And if you see Chef, if you see Chef, your son, that is bringing to the front.
Fine.
And we'll shoot the front, you know, he comes.
Tomorrow, 1st of October.
Don't say you will come tomorrow. Shoot a fun. So shoot a fun.
Yeah.
What does that stand for?
It's basically, it's charity.
And they aim to, they raise how much?
I think 100,000. 100,000. So
is this thing?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow is
the 1st of October, 9 to 5.
Oh yeah, we just asked us for tomorrow and I was like, I wonder what she has to support her daughter.
Most of them.
Okay. So I just asked her to say a word of our
okay.
Crazy status. You know, some things like,
Yeah, I'm not okay. Let's just sit here.
We can just have a
word.
Yeah,
exactly.
الصلاة سنة الكمل الجمعة رحمكم الله والصلاة والسلام
You said, what is your suggestion? That we do the Janaza Salah first. It is present here, and these people are requesting Janaza Salah. Bibi. Nazir. يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
الله
يا معشر المسلمين رحكم الله قد ورد في الخبر أن سيد البشر وشفيع أمتي في يوم المحشر سيد الأشراف ومتمم مكارم الأحلاك والأوصاف سيد العرب والعجم سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم ابن عبد مناف أنه قال سيد الخطيب على المنبر ثم خطب فلا يتكلم أهدكم ومن تكلم فقد لغى ومن لغى فلا ثواب جمعتنا أنصتوا رحمكم الله فاستمعوا غفر الله لنا ولكم ولوالدينا ولوالديكم ولأستاذينا ولأستاذيكم ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد A very, very warm welcome to each and everyone on this auspicious day of Yawmul Jum'ah in this auspicious month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month of Nur, the month of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we have none other than the Honorable Sheikh Ihsan Talib, who is not actually a stranger to this masjid. He's just been a bit absent for a while, but we welcome him in our midst. He's a long-standing lecturer at IBSA. So without any further words, I call upon the Honorable Chair for the tafadhal.
Shukr kumla, I say. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي And then honored, respected A'imma of the Masjid al-Habibiyya and our beloved and honorable elders, our fathers and mothers who are present and our dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I greet you all And our innocent children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I cannot be more confirmed that I am at Masjid al-Habibiyya than to listen to this blessed opening of the khutbah, which is of the peculiar traits of Masjid al-Habibiyya, which is not found anywhere else. So Allah bless abundantly, grant you health and strength, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, our beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for this grace and honor in His house on this day of Jumu'ah. We send our love and our salams and salawat upon our foremost lead, our beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him and his noble family, his companions and friends, and all those who follow his divinely inspired tariqah, and sunnah path until the final hour. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire our heart, all of us, with this burning desire to want to follow him in the essence of his message. We emphasize the word essence because we're living in times where people, human beings, are very preoccupied with outward appearances. And then we lose what is at the core of what we should be. Concentrating on. And so the sunnah of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the following his example, And to live as a Muslim is really one of those important things that we have to consider. What are the essences of things, and not confine ourselves only to what appears outwardly. There can't be a more futile occupation than to preoccupy ourselves with something that's got to do with the shell, but we discard that which has to do with the essence and the kernel. And so, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we are very blessed to witness his birth month, because Rabi'ul Awwal, as his birth month, is the opportunity for us to just reflect and introspect more, to become more conscious. And the reality is that we want to then also reflect on what is this essence that we are talking about. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman and who is Ar-Rahim, whose compassion and mercy is infinite, Allah in the Holy Quran, on the tongue of our beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there perchance, most certainly, cannot be a more primary descriptor, adjective, sifa for Allah than mercy. And that his mercy is infinite and knows no bounds. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 99 names that we reference in the Holy Quran, then if Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, and we all know the meaning of this verse, but is even in its mere construction, you'll find that the linguists in the Arabic language will go to length, and also in the discipline of usul al-fiqh, because usul al-fiqh is about the principles of interpretation of the text of the Quran and of the hadith and all of that. So what are these interpretational foundations, principles, and so forth? Has a lot to do, of course, with understanding the Arabic language. And so they will say that even this construction of the verse is not left without its ultimate purpose of wanting to convey that he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is Allah Ta'ala's gifted mercy unto all of the worlds. And that that mercy in itself also, we can't say is infinite, because infiniteness belongs only to Allah. But that it is so overwhelmingly, comprehensively understood that the ulama referred to that construction as being an-nakiratu fi siyaqi, an-nafi fi siyaqi, an-nakira fi siyaqi an-nafi, an-nakira fi siyaqi an-nafi. So the word rahmah is nakira, which means it is not mu'arraf, it is indefinite. And the construction or the context of the verse is in the negation. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ, we have not sent you except as Allah's gifted mercy unto all of the worlds. That conveys the meaning of absolute generalization, and that it contains and contemplates of no exclusions or exceptions, and that his mercy is encompassing of all things. And so our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran in many ways, but this is one of the preeminent ways in which he is being described. Of those are also, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ, had it not been for Allah's mercy, you would not have been able to have this temperament that you have towards them, towards your fellow companions, your followers, etc., which is one of lean. In other words, it is of kindness and generosity and consideration and all forms of goodness. لِنْ تَلَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And so had you been, O Muhammad, hard of heart, had your heart been hardened, had you been a person whose character is a bit, you know, on the side of inflexibility and rigidity and so forth, you would have found the people would have dispersed away from you. So these are the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm wanting to ask the question for us today. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then been described in this way, what would be his focus? What would be his prioritization for us here today? How would he prioritize our lives today? Remember his wife Sayyidina Khadija at the time of the first revelation. This is also instructive because Allah chose him, Allah's best of creation. Because these qualities that we are referencing, in fact, he manifested prior to Nubuwwat. Because at the time when he ran unto the arms of Sayyidina Khadija, because he feared for himself, did I lose my mind with that first experience of Jibreel in the cave of Hira? He needed her consolation and her comfort. And she says unto him, Kalla, wallahi, la yukhzika Allahu abada. Most definitely not. You should not worry. Your Lord shall never ever visit you with disgrace or humiliation. Why not? فَإِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمُ وَتَصْدُقُ الْحَدِيثُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ وَتُقْرِي الضَّيْفُ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبَ الْحَقِّ. This is who you are, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's impossible. Don't fear. So you are the one who, in any case, mend the ties of the families who want to break themselves from you. You mend the ties. You are the one that honor and bring forth the hospitality to your guest. You are the one that carry the burdens of the orphans and the widows. وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ. You carry the burdens of the poor. Not the poor, the weak and the vulnerable. The weak and the vulnerable. وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومِ. And you provide for the destitute and the poor. You provide for them. You also come to the aid of all the causes of justice. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبَ الْحَقِّ. You stand in alignment with, you align yourself with the cause of haqq and justice. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, O Allah, make me live amongst the poor, make me die amongst the poor, resurrect me on the day of Qiyamah amongst the poor. Is it because they're poor? Not per se. It's because those are the vulnerable in society. And those are the ones that the wicked and the powerful and the wealthy who are wicked, who are tyrants, which we see in the world today, which we saw in history, which are the examples of Fir'aun and Namrud and all of them. They exploit the poor. They take advantage of the poor. That is what the predominant system in the world does today. It exploits the poor. It takes advantage of those who are vulnerable. It steals the haqq of those who can't fend for themselves. This is the dominant system of the world today. So would he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have been hanging out with the rich and the famous, the wealthy and the powerful? Would he have been hanging out with them?
Would we have been in his crowd? Or would we have looked down like they looked down on his crowd? They looked down on his crowd. They all in history looked down on the crowd of the prophets. He's not a king. He's not the most powerful. He's not the richest amongst us. Why should he be the prophet? Why should he be the king? They all did the same. Would we have been different if we are only preoccupied with the outward appearances of Islam? Would we have been different? For he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, وَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. For indeed,
fear, beware of the dua of the victim of injustice. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ.
Because there's no screen between it and Allah. But listen to his words, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further. وَإِنْ كَانَ كَافِرًا.
Even if that victim of injustice is a disbeliever in Allah, Allah shall accept his dua.
So, in our times today, it is difficult. Because we have all of these things that we're just talking about, where the Prophet would have been hanging out. He would have been hanging out. But we aren't there. We are hanging out with the other crowd.
This whole masjid here, people, all of us, by the grace of Allah, hidayah wa rahmatuh, all of us in this masjid,
we worship Allah. We don't perform salah differently.
We are aware that we would want to protect ourselves from the environment and safeguard our Islam. But is our concept of Islam that we want to safeguard in alignment with the essence of the Sunnah of Muhammad?
Or is it about our egos?
Is it about our vested interests? Is it that we want to look out for number one and the family of number one? Is it that we want to serve the interest of our group and our crowd? Or are we doing the bidding of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom the Most Merciful said that I have not sent thee, O Muhammad, except as my gifted mercy unto all of the worlds?
Sheikh Ghulam asked me to just mention our Ustaz, Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi, who passed away. His entire life was about trying to bring about this balance and this wasatiyah of how we bring together the considerations of our faith and our commitment to Allah vis-a-vis our considerations of this world and our responsibility to our fellow human beings. That was his entire life. And how we stand in support of Nawa'ib al-Haqq, the causes of justice. We cannot be a community, and I'm just going to take a wild guess, that in this jama'ah here today, we have some serious, probably the most highly qualified and the most highly positioned leaders in South Africa represented in this masjid here today. And with that comes massive responsibility. Because we have the access to mobilize and to release the means of facilitation and to bring relief and to bring assistance and to provide means to the most poor and the most vulnerable in society that others do not have. Simply by virtue of where we are located and positioned. The problem, the major problem is that we as an ummah are suffering from a massive crisis. And that crisis is a crisis of an intellectual kind because we are not making less salah. We are not observing less rituals of the deen of Islam. We are doing all that stuff. But it's not driving us to what he sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the testimony of Sayyidina Khadija, started his mission with. Not building up to that. His mission block, starting block number one was there. And he built from there. After he became the person whom Allah had chosen for humankind as Allah's gifted mercy to the world. The crisis that we are sitting with has then resulted in the twin crisis of a leadership crisis. Because if we should take the leadership potential of every believer in Allah, in this masjid alone today, it's a platitude, I don't want to come and talk about platitudes to say we can move mountains. This power that resides here is dormant. This power that resides here, sallallahu alayhi wasallam's criteria would say is laying stagnant. Because we are not deploying that potential to the degree that we are obliged to for the upliftment and the development of our fellow human beings. That was his life, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that comes with amana and accountability on the day of Qiyamah. Because Allah Ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says he won't allow you to move a foot unless he asks you about four things. And we know all what those four things are. And those four things are about people who have mobility. Not people who are down on the ground. People who have way with them. Who can achieve things, who can facilitate things, who can make things happen. So that leadership crisis emanates from the fact that unlike what Allah insists in the Holy Quran, that this notion of ilm, and Sheikh Yusuf al-Qaradawi wrote a beautiful book about al-Rasul wal-ilm, and that Allah not once in the Holy Quran contemplates, admits of the notion of the Western colonialist, imperialist notion of the segregation of knowledge between what is religious on the one hand and what is secular and worldly on the other hand, and the two don't meet one another. And so whilst it is, Sheikh Qaradawi says, an obligation Fardu'een for each and every one of us to know Allah, because by knowing Allah through the principles and the understanding of Tawheed in the Holy Quran, which is the first message of the Quran, is the Tawheed of Allah. If we are adherents followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who understand Tawheed, we would fulfill the mission that he left for us. We would have every leader in this masjid fulfilling the mission of Muhammad. And therefore, Allah says in the Quran, about the people who have knowledge and those who don't have knowledge, it's about the consciousness of Allah. Not what discipline you have, not what studies you are in, not what profession you are in. That knowledge is either praised to the hilt by Allah based on one criterion. What is that criterion? The ayah is clear. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُو رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Are those the same, those who stand in night vigil and worshipping Allah in a part of the night, in prostration and in bowing in front of Allah? They are fearful and mindful of the Akhirah, and they yearn for their Lord's mercy. يَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. Of those people, Allah says, are they the same, those who know and those who do not know? You tell me, does that verse speak only about religious knowledge? No. That verse speaks about knowledge of understanding that is based and located in the Tawheed of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us all, inshallah, hidayah to ittiba'i sunnati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi haqiqatihi wa laysa fi qishrihi wa fi yani zahirihi faqat wa fi umqi qalbihi. Allah grant us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
We say shukran to Sheikh Ihsan Talib for his thought-provoking presentation. May the Almighty Allah grant him good health to continue serving humanity wherever he may be. I have quite a few announcements to give to you this afternoon, so please bear with me. There are two janazas taking place here today. The first one is the janaza of Farhana Gansar. Her janaza is Siratul Janaza Al-Hadira. The janaza is on my right-hand side. And the second one is the Salatul Janaza Al-Ghaiba. This is a grandmother of Hasib and Najib Sultan, who passed away today in Pakistan at the age of 106. May the Almighty Allah grant all the deceased a high place in the Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. And then also I need to inform the Jama'ah that the archery, the Habibia archery, will be hosting an annual shoot-a-thon charity market tomorrow, that is Saturday, the 1st of October, from starting at 9 o'clock and ending at 5 o'clock. And the aim is, together with Islamic Relief, to globally raise money for the orphans. They aim to do to raise about 100,000. Then next week, the 8th of October, Rampis will be only for the ladies, will take place in this masjid after Dhuhr till 4 o'clock. And any niyas, kindly forward it to Imam Ghulam. Then also, then it says here also that we have the Maulud, that we have the Mauludun Nabi program next Saturday. But as you know, it is already started in this masjid from the 1st to the 10th of, the first 10 days rather, after Maghrib, Qasida Burda, read by the Aswatul Habibiyah, 11th of Rabiul Awal, after Maghrib, Mehfil Nat with various local reciters, and the 12th of Rabiul Awal, after Maghrib, Qasaid by Aswatul Habibiyah, rendition by guest speaker, none other than the Honorable Sheikh Sadullah Khan. So please, all are welcome. Shukran wa akhiru da'wahum an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Thank you. Bismillah.
Can I give you this? Can I give you this?
اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وهدي جميع المسلمين واختم لنا بالخير رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين الحمد لله رب العالمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا ما يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل الله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أيها الأحبة في الله أوصيكم وإياي أولاً بتقوى الله تبارك وتعالى وقال جل شأنه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون ويقول الله جل وعلا حكاية عن المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال عنه أيضا ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر ويقول الله ويقول صلى الله عليه وسلم أنا رحمة مهداة وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم احتل لنا بالخير إلهي بحرمة القرآن العظيم والنبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله الذي جعل الإسلام دينا لنا وجعل منهجا كاملا لحياة الفرد والمجتمع أكرمنا بمحمد النبي الأمي الذي ختم الله برسالة السماوية جعله ناسخا لجميع الأديان السماوية السابقة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله، صلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتابه العزيز، فقال جل شأنه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن بقية أصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان، وخصوصا في فلسطين وفي الصين وفي الشام وفي العراق، ويا ربنا في الهند وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، وكلهم ناصر ومؤيدا. اللهم ورد بيت المقدس والمسجد الأقصى إلى أيدي المسلمين. اللهم وخذ الصهاينة المحتلين أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا صفوفكم وأقم الصلاة.
Straighten the subs, please, and can I remind the musallis, kindly ensure that your phones are on silent, please. And also, we will perform one salah for both janazas, shukran, immediately after the Jummah salah.
Isto, please fill the shuffle with me, fadlik.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله. استو، اعتدلوا. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفحسب الذين كفروا أن يتخذوا عبادي من دوني أولياء، إنا أعتدنا جهنم للكافرين نزلا. قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا؟
الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فهبطت أعمالهم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا ذلك جزاؤهم جهنم بما كفروا واتخذوا آياتي ورسلي هزوا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله وأنت السلام منك السلام وإليك أرجع السلام أين ربنا بالسلام ودخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ومن الله يحيي القيوم يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين ارحمنا
اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم كما ربونا صغارا وارزقهم جنة الفردوس بغير حساب. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وتول أمرنا واحفظ أولادنا واستر عيوبنا وطهر قلوبنا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا يا كريم. توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. وصلى الله على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
جنازة immediately. Can the janazah come to the front please, and we will perform one salah for both janazah. Shukran.